The attorney for Jennifer Crumbly alleges that the Oakland County Prosecutor's Office conducted a smear campaign against her, that they spent $100,000 to retain these high-priced public relations firms. This is all according to court documents filed on Monday. The question now is, did that change the outcome of the trial? Was the trial tainted because of that? Todd Flood, attorney and managing partner at Flood Law, joins us this morning. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
You may want to start with those allegations. Was this a smear campaign?
That's pretty heavy allegations. I've never heard of such a tactic by a government office. I can't imagine. But regardless, does that have the weight to overturn the verdict? The only way that I could see that possibly happening, if it was done prior to the trial, so the case the incident takes place, and then all of a sudden you start to spend money in the venue or the jurisdiction to do a smear campaign, if that's what was done, then you would have a problem with getting a fair and impartial jury. That would be tainting the jury pool, and the judge would want to know about that, and the defense counsel would want to know about that. So you're supposed to, I mean, obviously there was a gag order, but that gag order didn't take place until the case started to, you know, well on its way on the tracks anyway to its proceedings. So was that in violation of the gag order? Was the smear campaign going on during the time of the trial? So there are some serious questions that have to be answered. And I'm sure that the Oakland County Prosecutor's Office is, you know, obviously going to have two sides to this story.
So hiring a public relations firm to assist with communications during a trial, and this is a national trial, they're getting calls, I'm sure, from all across the country. From your perspective, is this a justifiable practice to manage the public scrutiny, or does it risk undermining the fairness of the legal proceeding?
Lloyd, it is. I mean, your question is kind of hitting the nail on the head. The question of trying to have a public campaign, prosecutor's office, they don't have public campaigns. They're not supposed to be intermingling with, you know, smear campaigns or tainting campaigns. That's just something you don't see. I've seen it in private corporations when I've sued a big company, and the big company will take out millions and millions of dollars to do, you know, public ads to say how great they are. But as far as a prosecutor's office, I've never seen that happen, where there was actual funds taken from taxpayer dollars to talk about the case. That's not the function, right? So we're law and order. We're supposed to do due process. That's a totally different bailiwick than doing a smear campaign.
So if you look at this, he alleges that, you know, they allowed ABC in to come behind the scenes and embed. Washington Post, same thing. But neither one of those media entities published anything until after the convictions. So, I mean, he has a hard time making the claim here that they somehow polluted the jury pool or this was prejudicial. So in the final analysis, is this much ado about nothing?
Very well could be. Yeah, very well could be. So if in fact this was just an inside peek, and you know as well as anyone, Guy, the journalist or big production companies are going to want to see an inside look of how a prosecution takes place, and sometimes that can create transparency because you have someone filming or someone watching, as long as it's not violating any ethical rules or secrets, then, you know, later on, if it comes out, yeah, it's a bird's eye view, and it shows that the prosecutor's office was on the up and up and did everything ethical, and there's no harm, no foul, because this all took place after the trial. There was no taint to a jury pool. There was no suggestions that, violated the gag order. Those things, that's not a problem. We've seen that. We had a big news outlet here in Detroit once upon a time when there was a raid being done and a little boy got shot in Detroit. And that was horrific because the case got reversed. Anyway, this this case here in particular, if you're right and everything came out afterwards, there is no harm, no foul. And it may actually create some transparency of what Karen McDonald's office did.
When it comes to the question of hiring a firm in the first place, the chief assistant prosecutor released a statement saying, you know, this shooting drew immediate national attention and false rumors began to spread. And quote, the Oakland County executive and the Oakland County Board of Commissioners provided the resources needed to get reliable information to the public and to the media. So they're saying it was necessary, and it's not like it was a smear campaign. It was about correct information.
So if you think about it, David Williams, when he's saying that, he is trying to create a proper narrative to the public eye. Here's the problem that the way I was brought up and cut my teeth in Frank Murphy Hall of Justice for over 25 years. As a prosecutor, you know, we didn't have the ability, or we didn't want to have, you know, the thought process that we are out there creating a narrative. And we definitely didn't want to give out secrets, or we're ethically not supposed to be talking about facts that aren't known to the public out there to create a narrative. But if you think about it, this is a very unique case, the first time in history where, you know, parents are being charged for involuntary manslaughter of their son shooting up the school. So you can imagine, we had people here from London. We had people here from all over the world, and you didn't want to have a false narrative. I can see there being a very strong argument to making sure that facts that are okay to be released are put out there properly. There would have to be a lot of checks and balances on that, and I'm sure they did. But this is kind of a bombshell headline, and the way that the headline is worded makes it sound as though that this was something nefarious, when in fact it very well may not be. Don't read the headline. Let's make sure we have everything, all the content of the article, and make sure it's accurate. And I can make a good argument that I don't want to have a smear campaign put on the prosecutor's office with false narratives or false agendas, and make sure accurate information gets out. I can make that argument, you know, well, and probably establish that if there's a willing participant that can pay for this PR type firm to make sure that ethically I'm doing everything above board, I can see that happening.
Well, this is the appeal process. This will move forward. Todd Flood, attorney and managing partner at Flood Law, thank you for your time this morning and helping explain what's going on.
Thanks, Jimmy. You guys have a great day.
You too, Todd.